On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out onto the field, but there are still 5 seconds.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. JP Finley, Pete Haley, Mitch Tischler. We're all in studio. Got up bright and early to get in the studio when we could, and it's nice seeing you guys. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy Pete was available.
There's no better way to start my week than seeing you two guys.
It's good to know Pete was able to make time for the podcast because he didn't have to have lunch today.
He had a smoothie this morning, so
everyone
time.
Knows when Pete couldn't join us on the podcast, was that last week, Mitch?
Last week, yeah.
He just said he couldn't make it in, and hey, no problem, man. Everybody's got stuff going on. We have since found out it was because he wanted to have lunch.
Lunch.
I wanted to have lunch at home. I had a late night the night before working, so I wanted to just make lunch and come in a little bit later that next day.
So we're clear, Mitch. Pete chose to stay home and have lunch.
Pete also offered to call in and was told, no, that's fine. So
you know why? Because Mitch and I came in. And we wanted to have lunch.
Pete, you're just solidifying your hierarchy on this podcast.
There's no hierarchy. It's just a lowerarchy, and I'm at the bottom.
Lunch.
I love lunch.
That's all I have to say.
Well, I'm all full and satisfied with food for this pod, so let's get it going.
All right. Want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
Lunch.
We ride with them, so you should ride with them. I bet they choose working over lunch.
I'm sure they do.
I know Hager, and that dude works.
Works. Over your lunch break, go visit Oiva.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What word did you just say?
Oiva.
Oh, all right.
Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if they know the acronym we use, but here we are.
Here we are.
Want to talk about the wild card games and kind of – how far away are the Skins from what we saw over this weekend? And honestly, watching this weekend, who was the best team you saw this weekend? I think it might have been the Colts.
Definitely the Colts.
The Colts are the hottest, yeah.
That was domination.
Their defense is vicious, yeah. Dude.
They hit on a lot of draft picks this year, and they're immediately contributing.
How fired up is Andrew Walker?
Yeah, quite.
Yeah. Colts were the best team we saw this weekend. Was Houston the worst team? Or the Ravens, maybe? I don't know. The Ravens' defense was still really good. They just couldn't throw the ball at all.
Were the Bears the worst team?
Their defense was really good.
Their defense was good.
Good.
Offense was bad.
The Seahawks might have been bad.
The Seahawks' play calling was atrocious. But I think it might have been the Bears.
I'm taking the Texans.
I'm going Texans 1, Bears 2, then Ravens, then Seahawks in the order of losers this weekend.
I think... Colts, how about the Eagles and the Cowboys winning? I sent out a tweet after the Eagles won. Week 10 in the NFL, Skins were 6-3, Cowboys and Eagles were 4-5. Do you remember that night we went to Burns in Tampa?
Yeah.
This was week 10 of 2018, by the way. This just happened.
Right.
This isn't week 10 of 10 years ago.
It was Eagles-Cowboys were the Sunday night game.
Yeah. Are you saying this is like a kick in the pants?
I just want to talk about it. Mitch. Okay. Yeah. I'm not talking about lunch. I'm just trying to talk about.
You're talking about dinner at Burns.
Right. Dinner at Burns. We had a great dinner.
Yep. We came home, watched
game
the
home,
hotel.
Watched the end of that game.
Yeah.
Pete didn't know how to open a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Kime was there. I think Tarek was there. Like, we were just enjoying the evening because it was like, wow, we're going to cover some playoff football. I mean, the conversation then to what it is now, where there are two NFC East teams in the division round. And I think both of them have a chance. I'm not counting anybody out at this point. I don't know. I don't know if you agree.
what was it, 52-7? Was that the Saints Eagles score?
Was early that high?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was in the 40s for sure.
I mean, they rolled them.
Yeah, so sure.
The Ravens just beat the Chargers a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, things do change.
It changes in the playoffs.
And Nick Foles is there.
45 point turnaround.
I think the Cowboys have a chance in L.A.
Certainly, but I think the Rams, and I don't know that any of us have followed them close enough to figure out what the reason for their downturn in the second half of the season was, but there was a pretty sharp decline there after that bye week, after they clinched the playoffs,
right,
after they clinched the West, after they clinched home field, or at least the second spot.
I think Goff kind of started, the accuracy issue started popping up. I think Gurley got a little beat up. That defense hasn't really been stopping anybody. People love yelling about why didn't the Redskins hire Wade Phillips. The defense hadn't really been stopping folks out there.
He's got a lot of talent on that line, too.
Sure. I mean, he's got the best defensive player in football.
Right.
We all love Khalil Mack, but what Aaron Donald's doing is absurd.
It's close, but yeah.
I don't think it's close because Donald's sack numbers are coming from the interior, dude.
Yeah, but he's, you look at how much better that Bears defense is this year than it was last year. And you got to give Khalil Mack almost a lot of credit for that.
But, I mean, let's also, the Rams did go 13-3. We're not trying to sit here and say they're no good. No, it's a good team for sure. But defensively, dude, they finished 20th in points allowed, 19th in yards. Those are worse than the Skins.
Yeah, their run defense was bad this year.
I mean, those numbers are worse than the Redskins.
Well, Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh played like 1 and 2 for the most reps for interior D linemen in the NFL, or at least in the NFC. So those guys are on the field every play and got to be beat up, exhausted, whatever you want to call it at this point, or at least as they got to the back end of the season. And now they had a real late bye week, I think week 12, if I'm not mistaken, or week 13. And then obviously last week's bye week, so they got a 2 week break here. Those guys should be back feeling pretty good now.
How much do we take from, at the trade deadline, the Cowboys went out and got Amari Cooper? They gave up a first-round pick. A lot of us, myself included, kind of clowned it. They're like, whoa, a first-round pick for Cooper? He has completely reinvented their offense. I mean, that is especially now that Cowboys pick's going to be, what, 25?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Cowboys won that deal. I mean.
In two ways they won it. They won it because he made their team better, and they set the market at the trade deadline for what wide receivers or what players we're going to get. If Amari Cooper got a first round pick, and there weren't a lot of deals over the deadline, and I think a lot of it was based on what they set the market at.
John Gruden sent two teams to the playoffs this year, and neither one were his own.
I mean, that
team
is crazy, dude. I mean, that is crazy.
But then the Eagles make the Golden Tate trade.
Eagles made the Golden Tate had a big catch in the win over the Bears.
He hadn't done basically anything until
then. He's been
quiet. Done very, very little.
But a lot of their pass game has been pretty bad, so you go back to
the greatest of all time.
BDN. You go back to Nick Foles, dude.
Yeah. The dude was playing, Carson Wentz was playing with a broken back.
You spit on the mic?
A little bit. Carson Wentz was playing with a broken back.
For
a month.
I don't know how Philly gets rid of Foles.
I know you tweeted that yesterday. I think you're crazy. Foles didn't win. First of all, Foles wasn't good yet. Wasn't great yesterday. Nonetheless, good. He threw two picks? He had the pick in the end zone that was terrible. And he was floating balls all over the field. I mean, guys were running wide open, so it didn't look bad. But, I mean, it wasn't like Foles was the savior yesterday.
Were you doing the Michael Phillips tweet? The Cowboys make the trade, Eagles make the trade, Redskins make the trade, and the Redskins were the ones who got worse. Was that the point you were going toward?
Yeah. I mean, Skins made their trade to make their defense even better and get Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
At the moment, we thought that was the best trade because they gave up the littlest compensation and they got a player that looked like he was going to make their defense even better. So at the time, it was fine.
What's the right word he's looking for there? Smallest?
Smallest. Yeah, I don't know why I said littlest. That was least. Really stupid.
Least compensation.
Yeah, that was weird. I guess it just says something about the scouting department.
Hopefully it's lunch related.
It's not lunch related. I want to make you guys are going to crush me for this because I'm positive Mitch. But
oh, gosh.
You talked about in week 10, they're 6-3. We're having wine outside talking about the playoffs. Without the injuries, are the Redskins not sitting here in the divisional round?
I would think so. Yes.
You think they are?
You talk about the divisional round? No, they I think they would have been.
I think if Alex Smith doesn't get hurt, they make the playoffs.
We're talking
about
the Cowboys.
But that's exactly where I'm trying to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we're talking about the Cowboys and Eagles.
How far off were the Skins from yesterday's teams?
The Week 10 Skins were not far off, but obviously the Week 16 Skins were very far off. But
yeah, when Week 16 was the Josh terrible Johnson. Win in
No, that was Nashville.
Dude, were they that far off when they – I mean, what did the Titans score in that game? Excluding that ridiculous pick six at the end.
Yeah, it was a one possession
game. It was
a
defensive battle, and the Titans were a play away. I guess the Colts kind of rolled them late in that game.
Yeah.
To me, the Skins
– I still think that version of the Redskins was far off because they beat up on a terrible Jaguars team. They couldn't score against the Titans, and then Week 17, they're terrible.
But that version is no Alex.
Yeah, I think the and Alex no version were very close, slash they should have been a playoff team.
Right, I think, like, for all the negativity that we spew out here, Pete, I think you look at what the Eagles and Cowboys did, and the Redskins were right there, minus the major injuries. And
I don't know, dude.
No?
Not right there because the Cowboys have an elite defense. The Eagles
beat the Cowboys.
But here's what I'll say: football is about getting better as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like the Redskins were doing that.
We didn't even have an opportunity to see what was going to happen.
I mean,
it all went the down defense was healthy before you even got a chance.
The defense was healthy most of the year.
The defense declined. Yeah. It was not
the
getting
defense
better.
Declined.
It was getting but way worse.
Like how many times did we talk about what has happened to this defense?
Alex Smith got hurt in the time of possession, and all that went down.
I know,
which is a big part of it.
But what about? I mean, they gave up 500 yards to the Bucs. How many yards did they give up to the Falcons?
And one.
They didn't win to the Falcons.
They didn't. That was a bad loss. We all agree that was a bad loss.
I think we've established that as the worst loss of the year.
It was the worst loss of the year. Although we all thought it was the Colts.
Do you not think the Cowboys and the Eagles, but certainly the Cowboys, got much better as the season progressed?
Yes, obviously.
I think once they got the two young linebackers in there, those guys are fast as hell. They're flying to the football. The D-line's playing like crazy.
And they got some help in the passing game.
Right.
Yeah.
I think.
And they got healthy up front. Remember how beat up they were? Their O-line was?
And I do think the Skins, the injuries really – the Alex Smith injury is just the massive asterisk on the whole season.
Right.
But I don't know –
The 10 guards that they had to start during the year, that's wild. I would – in fact, I would argue that no other – did you think any other team had a single position as injured as the Redskins did at pick one of the two guard positions?
We'll just say guard, and then it makes it that much bigger.
Of course,
guard.
But I'm trying to even it out.
Give me that quote, Pete.
He's just a guard. Well, he's just a guard who kept your entire offense and running game afloat.
That was not your best.
That was not a good one.
We took an injured receiver and a guard.
That was way better.
Last two first-round picks, an injured receiver and a guard.
That's good. That was good.
There we go, Pete.
I'm glad he's back for another year. I can keep working on it.
Honing in on it. I'll see if I can do any.
You do Narcos, EJ.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Jager Narcos.
I do Tony Montana.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just finished Narcos Mexico, by the way. That's
so good.
Excellent.
So good.
But yeah, I think. Quick question on that then. Sorry. Chapo, that like is kind of like rolls with Rafa when they go to Tijuana and stuff. Is that going to be El Chapo?
Yes.
It's got to be, right?
Got to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty interesting.
A brief aside.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're right there. Like,
you think they're right there,
I don't think they're
Mitch.
Right there because they didn't have any elite units. They didn't have any game-breaking players besides.
They have one potentially elite unit, and that is their defensive front.
The Redskins had to play a perfect game to win
What is the Eagles?
Like, the Redskins had to follow their exact formula. The Eagles and Cowboys and other teams
Fletcher
can
Cox is
win
better
in various
than any
ways.
Player the Redskins have. He's an elite all-pro level player.
Difference maker. Big time difference maker.
Michael Bennett
maker.
Has been playing really well for them in the last month.
Daron Payne and John Allen are
not as good,
in
dude,
some,
are right there.
In the future, maybe. Now, not exactly.
All right, so you're saying the Skins are right there with the Eagles and Cowboys, the two teams that are playing in the division round.
I'm saying that
the Skins got swept by the Eagles.
Two games after Alex Smith got hurt, but go ahead.
And then rolled by the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the version of the Cowboys we
and
see
and then
today.
Beat them at home.
In October.
Thanks to a weird snap call and a missed field goal.
No, I mean, they were up. When you're winning the game,
okay.
Like that all that would have done is tie the game.
Yeah.
They won that game. I'm not going to be dismissive of that game.
Okay. I'm a little dismissive because it was a different version of the Cowboys. But
I'm not saying that as the Redskins are constructed on January, whatever the hell day today is, Monday after, that they're right there with the Eagles and Cowboys, but the 6-3 Redskins, if that team is healthy and stays together, is replaces the Eagles and potentially replaces the Cowboys as division winners and playoff game winners.
I got to say this, NFL.com would have made slow to load. Sorry.
We would have made Seattle would have had to travel from Seattle to DC. And I saw some stat this weekend and it didn't play out in the Chargers Ravens game, but West Coast teams that had to play in the divisional round in the 1 o'clock time in the 1 o'clock time slot were outscored in the first half something like 220-15.
Yeah, but they played at 8 o'clock Saturday night.
If they would have, I mean, who knows what
last
time
the
played.
Seahawks came to DC for a playoff game,
something happened.
It didn't go great for Washington, so I'm not sure I'm gonna bank on flying east to west, whatever. You know what I mean?
Still gets that.
Sure.
That team stays healthy. Yes, they're here.
Mitch thinks they're right there, which I think might be a little bold.
Might be a little bullish.
Because I know bullish Mitch.
Because I know what's going to happen is you're going to hang me out to dry on Twitter with this.
Yeah.
I'm saying the 6-3 team, as it was constructed, and if it would have stayed healthy, was right there. I'm not saying the team that we're looking at right now with Alex Smith's uncertainty and whatnot is in the same position.
I think if you look at the 6-3 team back then and compare them to the Eagles and Cowboys now, that 6-3 team, we knew they were kind of a flaky 6-3.
A lot of folks thought they were kind of a paper tiger even then.
The Eagles and Cowboys are.
We talked about that.
Like, so I don't think, even when we were 6-3, it didn't feel like we were 6-3.
Record wise, sure, they were right there, and they could have been a playoff team because they were 6-3, and they could have finished, 9-7, 10-6. But I think talent wise and ability wise and execution wise, they were not right there with the teams we see in the playoffs.
I tend to agree with Pete, but I'll say this too, just because we're gonna fully chase our tail here.
Yeah, well, let's go another circle.
Let's go in circles.
I do think the Skins' style of play when they were winning games with Alex was suited for January. You know what I mean? Like whenever it's attrition. Everybody's beat up, and you don't know what's gonna happen. And they're going to just try to run the ball down your throat and play defense and play field position and all that. I mean, that's what the Seahawks tried to do.
That's what the wild card, I think that's more the wild card round.
Yeah, I think when you see this next
once we get
round.
To the divisional round and you end up with the Saints offense and the Rams and the Pats and the Chiefs,
right.
The top four offenses in the NFL, give or take, all had byes.
Yeah, we're not going to
see we might see one or two, 20-10 game, 17-14 final. But I think we're looking more at the 30-20 finals coming up in the divisional round.
We're not going to be able to have the same where they write their discussion when the Saints play the Eagles in the Saints role.
No, but I agree. But there are tiers to the NFL, and mm-hmm. I'm just saying that the 6-3 Redskins were not in the we're going to get a bye tier, but they were in the obviously in the playoff tier.
The 6-3 Redskins were obviously in the playoff tier. Yes. Cannot argue with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know that they're right there with the Cowboys and the Eagles that we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm. I think that 6-3 team, and who knows what the hell happens, can beat a Bears team that plays the way they did on Sunday, and can beat that Seahawks ridiculous offense that they ran,
just refusing to let Russ Wilson make a play,
and the Bears refused to let their running backs make a play.
I know.
I mean, Tariq Cohen.
Right.
Was
give him the ball. Yeah. How about the kick return he had when he finally got the ball?
Right.
Four touches in the entire game.
And he's been their most dangerous weapon all year.
How much would we be crushing Jay Gruden and the Redskins if AP had four carries in a playoff game or something like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Crushed.
I mean, and all of Angry Redskins Nation is going to blow up on me like you did to me on Saturday night with the...
What?
There's a lot of beef between you guys.
Yeah, what is Mitch grumpy about?
On Saturday night, you threw me out to dry to some Redskins fans about the...
Threw you out to dry?
We've all botched a word today. Good, we're all even now.
And it hung out to dry?
Threw me out to dry.
Oh, you weren't even just nice hang
enough.
You. You
weren't even nice enough to hang.
Right.
You threw me out to dry.
Jeez, that's not very effective drying. Just thrown on the ground.
Yeah.
You're going to be damn for a while. Mitch is going through his mentions.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I have to go through my mentions and find this tweet.
It's a lot of mentions.
I'm curious now. A lot of mentions for old Mitchell. We haven't done this
in
a while.
Mitchell's mentions.
Who has more Twitter followers, Pete or Mitch? Don't tell me. I'm going to look.
Okay.
I don't know.
I crossed a number.
JP tweeted, in week 10, the Redskins were 6-3. The Cowboys were 4-5. Washington has a 2-game lead over the Cowboys. He gets a reply from Spider Strick that says, and now Dallas has a bright future And despite Mitch's weird positivity, the Skins, the Skins is indeed bleak. And then JP goes, hear that at Mitch Tischler, and just lets it go. And
that he was goes funny.
He goes to sleep with his wife, doesn't think twice about anything, worried about babies.
Just happening. Battling all
and meanwhile,
night.
I'm just, the Skins fans are coming at me left and right about
how, ooh, I have the numbers.
About how bleak their future
That's
is.
That's amazing.
I think Pete's got to have taken the lead by
no,
now.
No, I don't think I have. I think I'm close.
What do you think you're at?
I just passed 2,600.
Oh.
Yeah, Mitch is Well, yeah, Mitch had the effing Josh Norman, Taylor Lewan thing. That boosted him a lot.
No, it didn't. No, that didn't boost me at all.
Really?
Because then the only person at our network that gave me credit for that was one JP Finley.
Yeah, everybody else didn't.
Everybody else
acknowledged that Mitch did it.
Fair.
At all.
Fair.
wrote
the biggest video we've ever had.
Yeah. The biggest video we ever had, and the only guy that shot it was our guy.
Right.
And none of that got mentioned.
Yeah.
Right, wrote an entire blog about it, posted the video.
Right. Wasn't it all information you gave for the blog?
Word for word.
Nobody else would have known that.
Yeah. Nope.
No attribution.
None whatsoever.
Welcome to the internet.
Bleacher Report,
our
Yahoo
own
Sports.
Place.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report, Yahoo Sports,
one thing,
ESPN.
Like,
our own place.
Plenty of places, locally, nationally, whatever, won't credit, right? Like, I had a big scoop last week on Jay Gruden.
Right.
Plenty of places didn't credit me. And
friendly fire over
and,
here,
and you're
though.
Very aware of that, right? But our own place. All right, Mitch is at... 28-24.
Yeah, he's got a good comfort. Good.
What's that, 10% lead on you?
Yeah.
I'm not a math guy, but hey. That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I kind of think you're right. Yeah, he's got breathing room.
It took Pete a while to get
there.
He's
got breathing room.
All right, well, follow both of them. What's your Twitter, Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch_Tischler.
And that would be at Peter Haley, MBCS.
Well, you're like hosting television shows now, Pete.
Yeah, you're kind of big time.
I know.
I mean, all the people watching DC Sports Live should be following you on Twitter.
I think they did.
That's why he's boosted up to 2,600.
Yeah, I got four this weekend. And there you go.
Man, we're just shooting arrows at our own place today. All right, want to make sure you guys are checking out the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, particularly Oarsman Chantilly Kia.
Oh.
Go buy a Kia. What the Kia Stinger?
Sportage? Stinger?
I think that's where Beamish buys all his daughter's cars.
And he always shouts them out on Instagram.
Billy in Chantilly is his guy. So go check out
Beamish has bought a lot of cars from him.
Dude, I swear he buys his daughter's new cars like every 2 years. Maybe he's leasing them?
Probably leases them, if I was to guess. Hell, who knows?
I don't know. Beamish does his thing, man. He might just be buying cars all the time. Who
knows?
He's
the man.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah, he's the best. I like the front on Kias. I like the grill.
You do?
That like dark, metallic. I like it.
You strike me as the grill guy.
Yeah.
He likes
grills. You ever rocked one in college?
like on my teeth?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Friday's pod, I want to do playoff picks. You guys in on that?
Yeah, I was 3-1 this weekend. I picked all four road teams.
In what? You don't
on DC Sports Live.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Yeah.
Because you don't bet. You're not in pigskin.
Right. No, I picked all four road teams straight up. I didn't even.
You were just doing a bit. Like, oh, I'm so wacky.
No,
I'm going to take all four road teams.
Not at all. Young quarterbacks in the playoffs don't win. First time starters in the playoffs do not win. It's a fact.
Russ Wilson beat Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, especially young quarterbacks, especially against veteran quarterbacks, don't. But yeah, one of them had to win.
All right,
last knee standing.
Yo, ugly.
Yikes.
Should have listened to me, bud.
Next time I'll watch. I was going to watch. Yeah. It was on too late.
It was an hour and a half later than normal. Yeah. We watched it at the bar. It was on TV at the bar.
That
cool.
Seahawks two-point conversion at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Was a...
That save, yeah.
Plus up.
Plus up.
This will expire
quick. TJ Khaled over here.
Who's everybody taking Bama Clemson?
I think Bama rolls.
I think Bama wins.
Although it's funny. I was just reading that they're talking about like the Clemson. They're talking about the field in Santa Clara is all beat up from the rain. And
it
whatnot,
sucks anyway.
I think it might be a little bit low scoring.
I don't know why they hit playing national championships outside. What are we doing? 2018.
I'm fine with that.
2019.
The number got up. The number got up pretty high.
You
up
don't
there.
Think they should play outside?
Put it in at a
Nancy?
Dome where the field doesn't get affected.
That is
and screw
it's
the game.
Football.
Of all your millennial takes, that might be your most millennial take.
Football. Do you want rain to ruin a championship?
Does
game?
It ruin it?
I mean, if guys are slipping around and the ball, you can't throw as much. You have to run every time. I mean, I don't know what the field looks like, but if it sucks and
that
that's going to tarnish
sucks
it.
Anyway, doesn't it? In Santa Clara,
then
I
why
think
are we
always
doing
have
that?
Field
why
issues.
Are we doing that? Why are we nice tarnishing a
we.
Championship
Stop saying
game?
We, like you're in charge
as
of anything.
As a society. Why
as
are
a
we
society?
Doing that?
What are you talking about?
Go play, eat lunch, Pete.
Play
Pete.
Inside.
It's lunchtime.
It's a
so
championship game.
Should all
game.
Football just be played inside?
No, but a big championship game
right.
like that. Because
Bama and Clemson don't play inside. Neither of them.
Okay. Well, play inside for a championship game.
What teams in college even play inside? Syracuse? Well, who else has a dome in college?
Just saying. When the game's 7-3 tonight because it's raining and everybody hates it.
Give me action on 7-3. I'll take the over.
No, thank you.
I'll take a lunch bet. I'll take the over on 10 points.
The over-under is 59.
Right. And what did it drop down from 62 maybe because of weather?
I didn't expect you guys to get so mad.
That's just such
it was
a
such
lame
a ridiculous
take, dude.
It's a championship game. Play it inside where it's everything can be controlled. It's supposed to be the pinnacle of the sport, and we're going to be worried about the grass.
So
you're worried about the grass.
And hold on, then there's how many stadiums can you play the Super Bowl in then?
Dallas, New Orleans, Atlanta, Minnesota.
I'm fine with that. No, never again in Minnesota. I'm fine with the Super Bowl just rotating like L.A. once they get the new dope stadium.
But
L.A.
is L.A.
Phoenix.
A dome? L.A.'s not a dome.
Well, it's perfect weather. You're not going to get rain in Southern California.
What do you mean you're not going to get rain
it
in Southern
It happens like twice a year, dude. It doesn't happen.
Do we need to bring up a climate change discussion here?
Oh sure. God, there's, it's no rain in Southern California, man. Yeah.
It snowed in
it's
Phoenix.
It's always sunny in Southern California.
It just snowed in Phoenix this week.
Dude, all right, Mitch. Mitch, whatever's going on with Mitch is just getting so wacky.
I don't do politics or climate change, Mitch.
Dude, here's all I'm saying. The Super Bowl, I'm cool with rotate. I'm fine if your stances don't have it in Santa Clara because it's not cool. Like, I'm
okay.
cool with,
I know
like,
where it's not, where weather isn't an issue.
Just,
there.
No, I'm, weather's at Miami, New Orleans, I guess Atlanta kind of gets lumped in.
Dallas.
It should still be San Diego.
I heard somebody throw it out
Phoenix.
There.
Phoenix. Like, all big games should just be there.
Where there's
awesome.
No weather issues.
And you could just.
Oh, Phoenix Dome. Yeah.
But it's also, I'm not so much about the weather. The Super Bowl should just be in awesome cities.
Yeah.
It should be New Orleans, Miami, L.A. Like, you know?
It should just be New Orleans every year.
It should just be all the. If
every
your,
sport,
if your
and every game should
was
be played in New Orleans.
Should just be in the Superdome, I would agree with you.
Okay.
You start whining about rain, get the hell out of here. Okay. Take your avocados with you.
Okay. I'll take my avocados and my participation trophies elsewhere.
What did he get a participation trophy for? We gave him
I
something.
Got like the Millennial Avocado Trophy, but I can't remember why. Oh, yeah. The Survivor Pool, I think.
Well,
we gave
and,
that out to the winners because it was a tie.
Yeah, and for always having a good lunch.
Yes.
All right. Wrote about this over the weekend. Want to get your guys' take on it. We know Jay Gruden is coming back in 2019. We don't know what's going to happen with Greg Minuski, Bill Callahan, Matt Kavanaugh, and probably other assistants as well. Where are both of you on the get rid of Minuski train?
Get rid of him?
Mitch?
But I guess
the
you kind of have to see.
The numbers don't demand that he needs to be fired.
I kind of think you have to see the candidates out there and wait till the playoffs kind of run out to see who's available, but I still think you get rid of him because it's just his track record has proven out that he's just average at best. And I understand he may not have had the most talent, but he's average at best. Get a guy in here with a track record who kind of has more of a presence and more of a commanding authority.
Go ahead, Mitch.
I don't know. I think you need a sacrificial lamb for the season in some regards.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Pete in that he's relatively average. So getting rid of him and bringing in somebody else new kind of gives you an opportunity to take a step forward as well as appease a fan base that wants blood. So
the blood they want isn't coming from Greg Minuski.
I know, but if you go into next year with the same coaching staff and the same organization, then it's like, how are we trying to get better at all?
I agree. I think Minuski will go. I'm not sure he should.
Right.
Statistically, you know, this year they were middle of the road. They were really good at generating turnovers. I wonder how much the Swearinger stuff and other players kind of questioning things that happened. But I also think Gruden might need a bad cop because Jay is generally the good cop.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they have a bad cop really on that staff because Tom Sula is a guy that'll get in your face, but it's like this crazy loving intensity in your face.
They're all players, coaches, all of them.
Right.
There aren't any coaches. There's anyone who's going to lay down
there
the
law,
really.
It's Bill Callahan. But I would argue it appears that
What have I heard? I've heard a lot of things.
I think Callahan leaves in some, whether it's him leaving or they change things up, there will not be Bill Callahan was fired. That news ain't coming out. But I do think offensively they could use some changes. I don't know that Callahan making everybody work out an extra 40 minutes every day is
the reason.
Has any correlation to all the offensive line injuries. Uh-huh. But I know that for 2 years it's happened.
It's easy to point to.
And you got to at least question that. They're at a situation with the O-line injuries. You have to question everything that's happening and try to figure it out. And maybe some of it is you just got injury-prone guys. Who knows? But you got to start pulling threads and trying to figure that shit out. My issue with Callahan is kind of the zone run blocking scheme and the effectiveness of it compared to other zone run blocking schemes that allow players to kind of get downfield, whereas, you know, in my conversations with guys, there's a lot of trying to turn defenders around and create holes rather than allow cutback lanes to develop. And I think that needs real examination as well.
But I agree. Part of that is also on the running backs that they've had come in here. I don't know that they've had a good zone running back in the backfield since Alfred Morris left.
All right, fair. I mean, AP's a different guy. Maybe we'll see what Geis is.
Right.
Up or down vote, you both said Minuski, give me should and will.
I don't necessarily think he should, but I think he will.
I think he should and I think he will.
I think he should and he will. Not on performance, but because they need a bad cop. Yeah. I think you need somebody to come in and just start kicking down doors.
Yeah. Right. Changing the culture. I mean, that's in the coaching staff.
A little bit, but you still allow Jay to be himself, which guys play for.
Right.
You said he was middle of the road last year. I feel like he's been middle of the road his whole life. This team is too much middle of the road right now. I think you need to try and get guys who can elevate you to something more. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's enough. We're content to be in this mediocre zone. You have to try and switch things up.
Yeah, the sustainable mediocrity cannot be the plan forever.
It was fine for 5 years. Let's try and upgrade a little bit.
Well, and it's important to point out that no one else has sustained mediocrity.
Yeah.
And there's something to that, to not being volatile. But I think you got to try to maximize. Even if everybody thinks you're going to bottom out, it doesn't mean you allow yourself to bottom out. Callahan should and will. Mitch?
Definitely shouldn't, but might.
Yeah, I'm not up enough on Bill Callahan's roles to say that he should, but it sounds like there's enough smoke there to.
The run game has never been good here. They need to change the run game. He's in charge of the run game. I am saying he should. I'm saying he should. And
he's gotten a lot of juice out of he's squeezed a lot of juice out of a lot of
what he did in Dallas,
out of a lot of unripened oranges.
I don't even know that. All right, we gotta go. I want to remind everybody about Q&A pod.
I can't event
January 17th.
I cannot
January 17th. William Jeffrey Stavern is gonna be fun. Pete, you gonna make us a graphic or you got lunch?
Yeah, I'm gonna make you a graphic after lunch.
All right. After lunch, of course. Everybody needs lunch.
Sustained mediocrity right there.
Sustained mediocrity. Oh, that is Pete's lunch.
Come on.
If there's not a Twitter handle called Pete's Lunch by Tuesday, I don't know what we're
by
doing.
By lunch.
Yeah, by lunch. All right. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
And yes, I owe Pete, you lunch.
And Pete owes you lunch. Always go check out Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Thanks, guys.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it.
Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.